This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. What I have to talk about this morning is, or whenever you happen to be listening to this, is very important, and it's going to be short and sweet. We have so many options available to us in regard to learning more about Jesus and learning more about His Word and drawing closer to God, media sources, books, videos, all sorts of things. And if you go into your local Christian bookstore, you'll find shelf after shelf and kiosk of the latest and greatest author. And they're there to help you find your way through the Word of God. And I'm here this morning to tell you that's horrible. And what I mean by that is, it is so essential to understand the importance of what Jesus shared with us just before He left this earth in His earthly ministry. The disciples asked Him, "What will be the sign of your coming?" And His response was, "Beware that no one deceives you." This is the highest priority. The very first thing that He shares, and He tells us that there'll be false teachers and false prophets, and they'll rise up and deceive many. And this is at the end times because it's the time of His second coming. So we should be very aware that there is out there, because of Jesus' admonition, many false teachers, false prophets, and false teachings and prophecies. And so I'm going to give you just a little adage to consider, and that is, don't take someone else's word, whether through book, video, anything, for what the Word of God says. Read it, study it, understand it for yourself. One of the biggest problems we have is if we don't have a seat of reference, which should be the Word of God, then we're subject to everyone else's opinion or idea about what it says. When we engage the Word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're very likely to get the truth and true understanding of the different passages of God's Word in our soul. And when we have a well spring within us of the Word of God, and we can be good Christian workers in our handling of Scripture, as the Word says, rightly dividing the Word of truth, we will then be able to discern when somebody is leading us astray or sharing something that isn't quite true. And one of the big divisions in the church today is this tendency of even pastors and teachers and church leaders to read the latest and greatest new book and not have a foundation in the Word of God that would scream to them this is not true, giving them the type of discernment that we need. Don't let someone else tell you what the Word of God says. The Apostle Paul gave props to the Bereans because they didn't believe a word he said, but they went and checked the Word of God to see if he was telling them the truth. We must be Bereans in today's minefield of ideas. So I ask you to please read the Word of God, study the Word of God, ingest the Word of God, hold it within your heart. The Holy Spirit can pull it out when you need to, but it is a great baloney detector. And so I thank you for listening. And this is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga. And I am your pastor for the day.